What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of 101 Sports and Cards Sports Card episode. As always, I'm Nathan Holloway, and with me, Jared Trish.
What's going on? I don't want to sound like that, but we're going to go ahead and go into releases. There's nothing Wednesday, so congrats, you get to save your money. Friday, Topps Chrome, WWE. Pretty excited. Very excited.
It's not expensive.
Yeah. I'll still buy a box.
Yeah, you are.
I want to get that LA Knight 101 Super Factor Inscribed Auto. Yeah. I would also be okay with the Lock 101.
Pretty sure you'd be fine with any of the 101 Inscribed Autos.
The more just poopio product is NBA Poops. I mean, Hoops.
It's 140 bucks.
Yeah. It's actually not bad, a box.
And since this is really the first product that, you know, Panini has made of basketball this year, besides Prism draft picks that literally nobody bought because the only chase in it is Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But, yeah. So we're going to go through the auto checklist. So these are guys who will have autos in 24-25 basketball. First off, Reed Sheppard, probably a guy you want to collect. He's very good, hasn't got a lot of playing time with the Rockets. Next is Jerry McCann, would have been Rookie of the Year. Yeah. Of course, he's hurt. He may start off really, he's probably going to start off high, but then he's going to dip a ton because he's hurt. Another guy who's going to be somewhat cheap, I believe, is Modest Buzelis. I know you will probably be buying some. I'll be buying some. Dalton Connect is a solid one with the Lakers. Tristan Da Silva, the Magic, I will be investing a ton in Tristan Da Silva. He has been amazing for the Magic this year. The Magic just don't get talked about a lot, so don't expect him to be expensive. Tijon Solana, the Hornets, I was very high on him coming out. He's not had that good of a season. He is still a raw prospect, but I would definitely buy some of him. Devin Carter, the Kings, he's very good, and he's, besides Stephon Castle, he's the best defender in this class. He could also become the starting point guard if they trade away De'Aaron Fox and don't replace him.
Yeah.
Yavis Miesi of the Pelicans. Yes, he's a center. Yes, he only averages 9 points and 8 rebounds. He's going to be a huge part of the Pelicans' future, especially if they rebuild.
That's also like Daniel double-doubles rookie.
Yeah. Donovan Klingon is another one. That is one guy I would not be buying any of because you know how I feel about Klingon. Bob Carrington of the Wizards, he started off really good. He's kind of fell off a little bit, but that's also because it's the Wizards. Terrence Shannon Jr. is a guy I will be buying a ton of. I've loved Terrence Shannon Jr. since he was at Illinois. He's on the Timberwolves. He's actually hurt right now, but and he also hasn't seen a ton of playing time, along with the other rookie that they have and Robert Dillingham. But Shannon is, he's definitely going, especially with the Timberwolves, who knows what's going to happen. Ants get growing frustrated, so who knows. Daron Holmes the second, he's hurt. He's out the rest of the season. He plays for the Nuggets. He was one of my top guys coming in. He's a center. He's going to be a backup to Jokic, but I believe he's going to be very good. Zach Edey, don't really have much to say about him. I might pick up a Zach Edey auto.
It's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah. A.J. Mitchell of the Thunder. A lot of people didn't know A.J. Mitchell coming out. He has been great. He is hurt right now. He was on a he's on a two-way contract, but he's actually played a big part in the Thunder's dominant stretch this season. He is out. Probably going to miss the rest of the season, but
that's a good buy opportunity.
He's going to be cheap. Another guy who's probably going to be cheap is Oso Iguodaro of the Suns. He just got sent to the G League. He could eventually become their starting center. He's very good. Pel Larson is another guy for the Heat. If he can get more playing time, he's going to be very solid. The big one, probably the biggest one right now in this product, is Jalen Wells of the Grizzlies. Nobody really knew who Jalen Wells was coming out of college. I didn't really know him, but he is, he's a favorite to win Rookie of the Year right now. Other than that, there's some other, bridge guys. Kevin McCullough Jr. I really wish the Knicks would actually play him. Why does Armando Bacot have autos? He's not even in the... I don't even think he's in the NBA. I'm pretty sure he's overseas. One guy who I am disappointed does not have autos is Nikola Jurišić.
No, it's your shit.
It's not. Another guy who does not have autos that I'm very disappointed is Stephon Castle.
Yeah. So he's a tops guy?
Yes, he is. So that means that Castle,
Saul,
Rhys Hachet, Saar, it's about all the big name guys.
Not as bad as football. Yeah.
But I mean, it's pretty bad because this rookie class is not that good.
Yeah.
Very disappointed Castle, though. I could have swore I saw that Castle had orders, but I just searched it and he doesn't. Very disappointed.
It's okay. You'll get one eventually when Tops gets the license.
Yeah, I will for the PC. Yep. And it won't be a rookie. Because I will not buy a rookie of him, a rookie auto of him, without a damn...
Jersey.
Yeah. I'll buy a second here.
Yeah. Okay. So, thank you for that.
Of course, I'm not telling you to buy any of them. If you don't want to buy them, if you just want to skip basketball completely this year...
I don't blame you.
Yeah. But the guys that I just named are guys that you... could, you know, look for. They're guys that I think are going to be good, or are already good, or could be sneaky buys in the future. Oh, another one that's not on there is Dillingham. Rob Dillingham does not have, which I believe we all knew that coming in.
I know my guy.
I was really surprised. I'm surprised Buzelis does.
Yeah.
And I'm also surprised Zach Edey is with Penny.
Honestly, just save money from this basketball class for next year.
I'm gonna tell you, if you're going to, do not chase the autos. Yeah. Buy the singles, because I'm going to tell you, there's not one guy I named from that list where if you want...
It's worth chasing.
That where if you want to buy, like, just a base or somewhat, not like a low numbered, but even a numbered, you're not going to spend anywhere near what you would on those.
Yeah.
Especially once, like, Prism comes out. And depending on how much Prism is going to be.
Yeah, it might be just better off to buy singles. Which you always are anymore now. So, we got some grading specials for SGC. SGC came out with some grading specials. They had a bunch of news. I didn't really listen to it because I don't really do too much for SGC anymore.
I didn't listen to it either.
But the grading specials, we have a modern football special, 2010 to present. It's $12 a card, 5 to 10 day turnaround. They have a 1970s and 1980 grading special, $12, 5 to 10 day turnaround. Fanatics Collectibles is opening a hobby shop in London this spring. That's from Sports Card Investor, so it's kind of cool, I guess.
Beckett's also open.
Yeah, I got that still. Pokemon Charizard is getting an exclusive box. So, that's great. Adults are going to punch kids in the face with a Charizard box. Because you know why? It has Charizard on.
There's already... Hey, I love what GameStop did. If you don't have the news for GameStop.
No.
GameStop, whenever the Blooming Waters 151 set comes out, they're not going...
Set.
The
151 collects box.
Whatever. Same thing. Whenever it comes out... to GameStop, of course, it's a Costco exclusive right now. It's coming to GameStop and other retail stores on February 7th. It will be 2 per customer. And they took a shot at Costco whenever they announced it because there were videos of people punching each other in the faces trying to, you know, buy the whole pallet of it at Costco. And GameStop was like, Costco, do better. We're not going to have people punching each other. So 2 per customer. So be prepared for that. That's also a good thing for scalpers, because screw scalpers.
Yeah. Ichiro's first call is a Hall of Famer. You know, close to Tops now called. That's all I gotta say about that. Roki's hat from his LA introduction isn't going into a trading card. That's gonna be a big card. Because it's... Sasaki. So, Topps Transcendent has some really awesome cut autos. I would love to have a couple of these, and the one I would absolutely love to have, I know I won't be able to afford it, is the Robert Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know me, you know me kind of well. If it has to do with atomic bombs and stuff like that, I even love. So Fallout's my favorite game.
It's also his only cuddle.
Yeah. I love the whole... It's real. Yeah, probably is. But it's cool. Then the other ones is Heath Ledger. If you don't know who Heath Ledger is, just watch Batman The Dark Knight Rises and you will be stunned. You ever watched Batman Dark Knight Rises with Heath Ledger as Joker?
No, I don't think so.
You've seen clips though, right?
I don't know.
He's the best Joker of all time. But it also cost him his life because of how into he got. So, and then you have Haley Houdini. If you don't know Houdini, what's wrong with you? You have one of my favorite ones I would love to have, Freddie Mercury from Queen. One of the best bands of all time.
Good luck.
Yeah. Just don't touch the auto.
Okay.
John Hancock! If you don't know who John Hancock is, he was a president of the United States and the writer of the Declaration of Independence.
He's not a president.
I thought he was. Yeah, I think he was.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, was that John Adams?
That was John Adams.
I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I don't know my... Are you sure? I thought John Hancock was a president.
No, he was one of the writers of the Declaration of Independence.
No, I thought he was a president. I could have sworn he was a president, unless I'm thinking John Adams.
He was the president of the Continental Congress.
Okay. He was a president of some, so I got some on watch.
He was not the president of the United States.
Okay, whatever. But, still, piece of history. It looks like it's from the freaking Declaration of Independence. It might be. Freaking went national treasure on this stuff.
No one tops, they do it.
Yeah. You got David Bowie. It's kind of ironic you have both of them in the same set. If you know what I mean.
It would be kind of cool to get both of them, though.
Yeah. We're not going to go into why. If you know, you know. And then Marilyn Monroe. That's probably going to be the most expensive one. Shouldn't be. It should be Oppenheimer. Dude's a freaking genius.
Thanks.
I would love to see an Einstein one. Or Tesla.
I thought they had an Einstein one.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would love a Tesla. Like a Nikola Tesla.
Nikola.
Yeah.
It's not Nikola. It's Nikola.
Oh, Mr. History fans over here. Let's correct
me. Loved history. What do you mean? Also, if you're done with that, NBA Hoops Blasters are going to be $28 at Walmart, but the Hoops Holiday ones, which are coming out, you know, after the holiday season, kind of like, where's Donner's Holiday? It will be one autograph or one mint.
Really?
Usually you just get the sweater patch that's not nearly as good as the ones they put in, you know, the football club.
Yeah. Topps Boost Fanatics with $1.6 billion in sales, quadrupling since 2020. How much is that as profit? This one's really cool, but I'm not going to buy them because they're going to be very expensive. But... 2024 Bowman Draft is going to features 1-1 relic autographs of the actual ping pong balls when they do the draft lottery. Really cool. I would love...
They are all redemptions.
Yeah. Well, no Clearly. Crap. It's probably this thick. I would love a Jack Cadmillan.
Yeah, good luck.
Dude, I would really... You know who I want.
I
want
to see one. No, I want to see one like an actual... I've saw that.
I wonder if it's half the ball. I feel like it's only half. There's no way
it has to be.
To put a full ping pong ball.
It's probably just the side with the number on it.
Yeah. Beer pong with it. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Just me? Yeah. I'm thinking beer pong. You know, don't do it unless you're kids. Becca will open the first international grading center in Germany. My question is...
You mean the question that's on the thing?
Yeah, if I spoke to an investor... Is this the right direction? A step in the right direction for Beckett? Or is it too late?
It's too late. They're already... They've screwed themselves.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah, they dug a hole and they can't get out of it. The first ever Barry Bonds and Ohtani Duo auto. This is going to go for a lot of money.
Also, do not buy the set.
Oh, it's a set?
It is a set. It is the three-time MVP set. It features all three-time MVPs. It's like a 52-card set. It's the same thing as the Shohei 50 home run.
So it's a scam.
It is. So don't buy it. Do not waste your money on it for a numbered card. Maybe not even that, because there were a lot of the Shohei boxes that did not even produce anything.
Speaking of the Shohei boxes, the Black Logo Man 101 was pulled from Dynasty. I don't even want to know how much that goes for. Too much. But congrats to that guy. You had the balls to open the box. So a pretty big scandal. I don't know if you heard about this in the Pokemon community. We'll talk about the other kind of scandal in the sports car. It's just full of scandals nowadays. We got scalpels. So I don't know if you saw this, but the prototype cards that are supposedly prototypes from Pokemon, they're fake. They were graded by yours truly, CGC. They're actually printed in 2024, not 1996, which makes them not prototypes. And these were selling for millions of dollars. So, just another scandal in the hobby that really sucks. And then another scandal, which you have the information for, because I didn't really hear about this until today.
Okay, so as you know, the Paul Skins was pulled, the MLB debut patch. Of course, it was pulled by an 11-year-old kid. Topps has made a huge deal about it. Of course, they the kid elected, or is probably the kid didn't, but the parents elected to sell it. They're not taking the Pirates offer, although the Pirates did, since they are based in LA. They did say that they would take him to a Pirates game. He could either go to Pittsburgh, or whenever they come to play the Dodgers, they will do a meet and greet with Skeens and everything else. So still a great move by the Pirates. They got to do something to hopefully get more fans, because it's not like they do anything on the baseball field.
Listen to this, kid. Just sell the car, because Paul Skeens will be a Dodger in 2.5 years. You can meet in the Dodger field.
Yeah. But they did decide to sell. They did not go through Goldeen.
Yeah.
They went through Fanatics.
Ugh. I wonder why.
And that also brings up the
controversy,
because it was also released that... So Topps did a little thing where the kid apparently wrote in a notebook, which is a journal.
Who the hell writes journals anymore?
It happened to be on some of the first pages of the journal, which is weird that, you know, your first journal entry for a year, in which, because this card was pulled on Christmas, that your first journal entry for the year would be after, in December. Then it was about a 5-page journal entry, in which I did not read most of it because I did not care, but there were people in the comments who did, said that there were only one or two misspelled words in it by an 11-year-old kid. I'm going to tell you, as a 23-year-old, if I wrote 5 pages, I'm not going to... I misspell words every day. Thank God for, you know, Word, Microsoft Word and stuff like that to catch me, because I can't spell stuff. I'm an idiot coming to spelling. Which is bad to say as being a writer, but I mean, most people are bad at spelling, especially when you're writing a ton.
Yeah.
So to tell me that an 11-year-old kid wrote 5 pages, and that there was only one or two misspelled words, is amazing.
Either the parents proofread this, or this is the most intelligent 11-year-old we've ever seen.
Also, the handwriting was, I do not have the best handwriting, but it was better than mine, which is concerning. Also, the fact that Topps knew about this, apparently on December 27th, and it just now came out last week, that it had been pulled. So, for one, Fanatics hid that, keeping the prices to skyrocket, because if you have looked at, you know, Chrome update.
Yeah.
Jumbo boxes are going for almost $1,000, and hobby boxes are going for almost $700.
Yeah.
And they have continued that even with this poll. Not only that, but the fact that they hid it from everybody for as long as they did. I mean, basically a month.
Yeah.
And also that they decided to go through Fanatics to sell it and send it to Golden. Or
the biggest.
And King Golden was not very happy with that because a card purchaser, I follow him on Twitter, he's the one that put a post out. And King Golden actually responded to his tweet and said they were never even contacted about it.
Why would you not contact Golden, who is the biggest sports consignment, sports auction site? They might be the biggest auction site in the world for collectibles.
And then also with that comes to the thing where with if all of this was fake and everything about it, was it actually porn? There was no video. There was no picture of the redemption.
Yeah. And I would hope that's a redemption.
It was. Okay. It was because in the one snippet that I read of the journal, it was that his parents bought him a jumbo box for Christmas. Which is a very, very nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Especially with the prices around Christmas time. Especially for an 11-year-old kid.
Spoil me, Daddy.
So then with that, with, you know, Fanatics being the ones to sell it, there's no actual proof.
Yeah.
There have been many different, you know, conspiracies on Twitter that all circle back to, was it actually pulled? Was it actually in a pack? Or is Fanatics keeping some of these cards?
Yeah.
And you could think, and with this, you also have to think about some of the others that have yet to be pulled, including the triple auto. Of Curry, LeBron. So because of that, there's been some big controversies around Fanatics. Of course, we will never know anything about this because they're not going to come out and say, you know.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, you know, and like selling through Fanatics, who cares? It's not what I would have done.
No.
The journal entry was the first part of me that was like,
sus.
But the main thing is, how is there no picture?
Yeah.
How is there no picture of the... I get, like, you don't want your kid out there. But the fact that you don't even have a picture of the redemption. You don't have to have the kid, you know, standing there with it in his hand, smiling like an idiot, and take a picture. You can put the damn redemption on a table, take a picture of it, and be like, yo, look at this poll.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been one that I have seen.
The only thing I've seen, the only picture I've seen is it graded by PSA. That's it. Was this card already graded? And of course it got the 10-10.
It also, people were saying it's weird that, you know, it was pulled and it was already redeemed and sent to PSA within less than a week.
Yeah.
But since the entry into the journal said that it was pulled on Christmas and Topps knew about it, or Fanatics knew, I'm not even going to blame Topps, I'm going to blame Fanatics because I don't blame Topps for anything. Fanatics knew about it within 2 days after.
Yeah.
Big conspiracy. So, of course, I'm not going to go out and say, yes, Topps and Fanatics, they held back the card because I do not want
a lawsuit.
Yeah. But, this is all a conspiracy theory.
All allegedly, too.
Yeah. It's all alleged. But,
it's, you know, definitely a tinfoil hat behavior.
Yeah. So, and it's very interesting. And it could cause problems in the future if this was actually the case, which we will never know.
Yeah. Is the Lock 101 Super Factor Auto actually going to be in the boxes? Huh? Mm. I'm going to pull that thing. Spider. I'm going to pull it. I'm going to pull that. I'm going to pull the LA Knight with the, yeah, you know?
You can move on. Hey, I did almost buy a Topps Knock card.
Of what?
The show cover.
That's disgustingly ugly.
I like the cover.
I don't.
Why, because it has Illy on it?
No, it's just ugly.
I like the cover. It's also going to be a great game. You know why it's going to be a great game? PS5 and Xbox, whatever the new Xbox only. It's a new gen only. Oh. So they're actually caring about it.
I don't know if I'm going to buy it.
I'll buy it.
Because you know how many controls I've broken because of the show?
I will pre-order it on release day. Also, if... I know this isn't... I mean, it's tied into Tops Now. But it also released Tops Now cards on MLB The Show 24. If you have not claimed them, they're free. I would, because the Paul Skeens is disgustingly nasty. They're all 99 of them. The Ellie is... I mean, every Ellie is good.
Yeah.
And then Gunner hits absolute news.
Yeah.
Because I used them all last night.
It's also in-game, so they're going to give you everything pretty much free.
Oh, everything's free in that game, though.
Yeah.
Unless you're stupid enough to actually buy the packs, which I could. I have like 700,000 stubs.
Yeah. Buy, sell, hold. De'Aaron Fox.
This is a great time to buy De'Aaron Fox. Nobody's talking about De'Aaron Fox. Well, now they are, because of the trade rumors. But... he's having a really good year. He's still only 27 years old. He's only a one-time All-Star, which is surprising to me. But, I mean, you also got to think with all the guard play in the West.
Yeah.
There's a chance he could be named an All-Star tomorrow when the
reserves
come out. Forgot to mention that on the sports episode. Darn. But definitely a buy. If he gets traded, could be a perfect time to sell. Depending
on what team he goes
to. If it's the Spurs, I would definitely be selling because people are going to buy the hype between him and Wimby. So I'd definitely sell. Definitely hold on to what you have, though. But only sell if he gets traded and to the right team. Other than that, buy. He's relatively cheap. He's cheap. He's cheap for what he is.
Yeah. I'm going to say buy and hold. If he goes to a poopy team, sell. It's kind of all three.
I'm going to say he can't really go to a worse team than the Kings.
Yeah, that's true.
Although the Pelicans have, they are one of the favorites to land him. But that's not going to happen because they have DeJounte.
Yeah. I really think all three, you'll be fine. There's most people. Next guy. Oliver Maxis Possible.
It's Olivier.
Whatever his name is.
Olivier. I told you guys to buy Olivier Maxis Prosper whenever he was drafted. And right now it is a great time to sell. He has been the Mavericks front court has been absolutely decimated by injuries. I mean, Derek Lively's hurt, Maxi Kleber's hurt, Dwight Powell's hurt. The only guy in the front court right now is PJ Washington. So, Olivier Maxis Prosper has actually been playing a lot. Started the other night, dropped his first 20-point game. He's been great. But whenever these guys come back, you got to think, probably not going to get as much playing time like he was earlier in the season. Yeah. He's had a solid role off the bench, but not a huge role. He could also be a part of a trade because they are looking to add another center depth. They're adding to look more, add more wing depth. But this is definitely a time to sell, and if he does get traded, that will be an even better time to sell. But definitely buy later on. I think he's going to be very good. I was high on him coming into the draft 2 years ago. He was in Victor, and he was in Victor's draft. So yeah, sell now, buy later.
I'm just saying sell if you have his cards. I don't know many people that do have his cards, but sell now, because. This is probably your only chance, unless you know, he becomes good.
All I said was he needed a chance, and he's getting.
Yeah.
I've said the same thing about Usman Jang.
Yeah. Who's he play for again?
The Thunder. He doesn't play. Yeah. Hopefully he gets traded.
Yeah.
Hopefully they get Cam Johnson, and he's part of that trade. He'll be a starter for the Mavs.
He'll be the team. Sell on him. So, next guy. Brandon, my boy.
Wait for him to get traded and sell. If he doesn't get traded, I'm sorry. Brandon Ingram's dirt cheap right now. He has not lived up to the second overall pick hype. I don't want to completely bash on the guy. but he's...
Yes, you gotta be careful.
He's a one-time all-star. He's only averaging 19 points per game this season before he got hurt. That's not an all-star level player. Also not a guy who deserves $50 million a year like he wanted and actually turned down with the Pelicans. If he gets traded, sell. If not, hold what you have until the offseason. He's an unrestricted free agent.
Some big team might pick him up.
And then sell.
Yeah.
But I would...
I wouldn't be buying.
Baby. Unless you think he's going... Now, that may change if he goes to a solid team. You may buy him. I mean, he could end up, you know...
pushing for a championship one.
Depending on who he goes to. Yeah. So there's not... There's... I'm going to tell you right now, there's little to no interest from any team around the league. Which is honestly sad, because he's a solid player. He's not a superstar player. He's not really a star player, but he is an elite role player. Role player slash starter on a championship caliber team. Like, if the Pelicans had him right now, if the Pelicans were healthy,
he'd be the three.
I mean, I had him, I had the Pelicans going to the Western Conference Finals this season. That was before, you know, literally every single player on the roster got hurt.
Yeah.
And they had to start guys, you know, like Brandon Boston.
Hey, don't diss on my boy Brandon Boston.
He played very well.
Don't diss on my boy Brandon Boston.
You didn't even know he was a Pelican.
No, I didn't. But I love Brandon Boston. Why are you dissing all my guys? It's all my guys you diss on.
Sorry.
You diss on Anthony Black.
Don't diss on Anthony Black. He's been solid.
Because he's great.
He's not great.
He's going to be great.
You just like him because of his damn hair.
No.
Yeah.
No. I liked him in Arkansas. You suppose I knew that, didn't you?
You like Jared Walsh, too? Is it because he doesn't have the hair that Anthony Black does?
No, it's because he's not that good.
But definitely sell Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, sell. But sell him to me. I like Brandon Ingram. IPC.
Why don't you buy his auto?
I probably will eventually. It's not expensive.
No crap.
Hey, you can't not lie though. I was one of the first people to have a Brandon Ingram short.
Good for you.
I wore that thing with pride.
You wear that thing all the time.
Because I wore the basketball all the time when we played.
You may be a better player than he is right now. I mean, I'm a better player than he is right now. He can't do anything on a court because, you know, he has an ankle injury that's kept him out for a month and a half.
Yeah.
Which should not happen for an ankle sprain.
Unless the Pelicans just hold him back so he doesn't get injured more. So
but that's also stupid.
Yeah.
Because that it's decreases trade value. That was fucked. Franchise is cursed.
Yeah. Overrated, underrated, all last thing of the day, NBA poops.
That's overrated. I love NBA hoops.
It's
but it should not be $140. I like the design. It should not be a $140 product. I would buy this product with one auto.
For $100.
Probably about $75. I would not spend $100 on NBA. I would much rather open Donner's.
Yeah. You love Donner's. Especially Donner's Choice. You love Donner's Choice. You can buy Donner's Choice this year?
No, I will not. So I can get Tim Duncan.
Last time you did, you pulled a Keegan Murray auto.
Last year, I didn't pull Jack Crab. Last year, I pulled... Who did I pull? Rayan Rupert.
Yeah. That was a kick.
Still have
it. Yeah. It's overrated. It sucks. But you know what's not overrated? Tops.
Say that until you open it.
Yeah, it's pretty much like ass. I mean, if it's too expensive, I'm not going to buy it.
Yes, you will. You're addicted to WWE. It made you buy Netflix. At a place where you can't even get internet to run Netflix. So you have to use it off your phone.
Yeah.
Is that all you have?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Come back here next week, and as always, keep on collecting.
Yeah.